Many young preachers keep criticizing the elderly one, but when they get old, they are worse.
我至少做传道50年了。
I have been a preacher for 50 years.
我至少教过的牧师传道1700人了。
I have taught 1,700 over preachers.
我当然有一些经验可以告诉你的。
Of course, I can share some experiences with you.
当我20-30岁的时候,
when I was in my 20s,
我们的同学看不起这个传道，看不起那个传道。
The students, my fellow classmates, look down on different people.
我静静的。
I will keep quiet. After a few decades, I realized that all my classmates have done worse than those people they criticized. When I study into all these musical composers, I have been inspired greatly. Thanks be to God. And then when I read Genesis, I see this incident in the Bible. The person that has ran to Sodom, although he was prosperous, but in the end everything was taken away. And when the news reached elderly Abraham was not happy that disaster has arrived. Nor did he make the situation worse. Here we see how great his character was.
亚伯兰说呢，你们318个在我家里生被训练的壮丁起来，
Abraham
commanded, 带你去打仗。
318 trained men born in his household.
我真的很惊奇。
And I'm astonished.
亚伯兰不是一个快要退休的老人。
He was not an old person about to retire.
亚伯兰是一个常常 自己隐藏自己不露面的一个伟大的战士。
Abraham was a great warrior that is always in the hiding.
当需要派上用场的时候，
But when the time came,
证明他的宝刀未老，
It is like a sword that can be used.
需要他出来的时候，
When it was a time when he was needed,
当时的闷军全部死在他的下面。
All the allied forces would be killed by him.
五王跟四王相战，
When the five kings battled with the four kings,
索多玛王、俄摩拉王都战败了。
The kings of Sodom and Gomorrah lost.
那些联盟的王都是高高在上、不可一世的将军、最伟大的首领。
The allied kings were all the generous and all great men.
但亚伯兰出来跟他们一战的时候，把他们打得落花流水。
But once Abraham led his people against them, they were all defeated.
这件事给我很多很多的联想。
This incident gave me many thoughts.
亚伯兰不是个没有用的人，才听上帝的呼召就顺服上帝。
That Abraham was not a useless person who heard the call of God.
我想今天的很多牧师传道，除了做牧师传道以外，还可以做什么呢？我给了一个大问号。
Today I question many pastors. I don't know what else can they do besides being pastors.
让亚伯兰出来，离开你的父家，离开你的本族。他说：“主啊！”他就出来了。
And God summoned Abraham out of his people, out of his land, and he obeyed.
是不是他没有别的用处，只要顺从上帝呼召，才能讨一碗饭吃？
Was it because he was useless and he got no choice but to listen to God?
不是的。
Not so.
你叫他做将军，他会做。
He would have been a great general.
你叫他做策略家，他做出来的。He
could have been a great strategist.
你叫他打败孟津最大的军队，他可以做出来的。He
is able to defeat the greatest of the allied forces.
所以这个人为什么出来？上帝呼召他顺服呢？
Why would God then call him out?
是因为上帝呼召，所以我顺服。
It was because God has called, so he was obedient.
我告诉你，今天很多牧师传道一定要忠心到死。 因为除了忠心到死，一定死在半路。Many
pastors are faithful to death because they have no more choice.
没有别办法，
they have no other way. They have to be faithful to the end.
但是呢，亚伯兰不是如此。But
not so for Abraham.
亚伯兰把孩子训练变成壮丁的时候，When
Abraham trained his men into
个个可以独当一面，可以出去打仗。
All of them could have gone into battle.
这些人为什么生在他家里呢？
Why were these people born in his household?
因为他的父母是亚伯兰的仆人。
Their parents would have been the servants of Abraham.
很多用仆人的人呢，
Many people who use servants,
就是当你可用的时候用你，当你怀孕的时候回家。
Would then use you when you are usable, if not ask you to get lost.
但是在我们家里做工人的人，
But those who are servants in our household,
他们也是人呢。
They are two human beings.
他们也需要结婚了。
They also need to get married.
他们结婚也会生孩子了。
They will be pregnant and have children.
你说我用你，就是因为你是一个年轻的人，我用你就付你一份薪水。你去结婚生一大堆孩子在我家里，给我走。
And people are not willing to use maids that will give birth.
亚伯兰不是如此。
Not so for Abraham.
就生在我家吧。
Abraham said, "Girl, you can give birth in my household.
我就预备房子给你住。
I will prepare a place for you.
我就把你的孩子养大。
And I will take care of your children.
我给你的孩子读书。
I will let them study.
我训练他们会打仗。
And train them to fight a war.
亚伯兰生在他家里面，受他训练的壮丁有318个人。
And we read that there's 318 trained men born in his household. 那么
生在他家里面的这些人的父母是不是死在他家里？他替他埋葬，我不知道。
I don't know whether he buried the parents of these 318.
所以他要负责养老。
But he would take care of them till death.
负责下一代。
Take care of the next generation.
负责抚养他们的孩子。
And he took care of nurturing the children.
负责训练他们。
He took care of training them.
负责他们的教育。
He took care of their education.
我不知道你读解经的书有没有看到这一方面。
I don't know whether commentaries will talk about this way.
我不知道你读这段圣经有没有这样的联想。
Or you have thought about this in this way.
这些人很尊重亚伯拉罕。
But these people were loyal to Abraham.
真正修成了自己有一支之功。
And they indeed were capable people.
要不然带领他们的，他们都顺从。
When Abraham led them, they were all obedient.
上战场的都得胜。
They were all victorious in battle.
要不然呢，可以说是联军的领袖的领袖。
And so you can consider Abraham as the leader of the leader of the allied forces.
四王跟五个王打仗，这是九王相战。
When the nine kings were in battle,
结果战胜了以后，跟亚伯兰打得落花流水，所以亚伯兰是王上之王。
The victors were defeated by Abraham, so he is the king of the kings.
但是圣经从来没有这样称呼他。
But the Bible never described him in this manner.
根本不把他里面有的雄才大略当作他可夸的东西。
He would not boast of his own abilities.
他也不是在不必要的时候随便应用他的军事天才。
Nor would he use his military geniuses in places where it's not needed.
当他需要拯救一个对他没有礼貌的晚辈的时候，他就站出来，不顾困难，奋勇征战，把这个没有礼貌的侄儿把他救回来。
But when the time was right, he stood up and fought for this nephew that was so rude to him.
这些伟大的人格
，all these great character
是我从里面慢慢看出来的。
Are things that I learned from these passages.
今天我就分享给你们。
And so today I share this with you.
当然，战胜了以后
，after the victory，
照过去的打仗的规律。
Based on tradition,
战败的就变成俘虏。
Those who have been defeated will be enslaved.
战胜的就可以强奸对方的妇女。
And the victors is able to rape the women.
占有他们所有的产业。
And take over all the possessions.
让他自己就越来越多，越发财，变成更大更大的财富。
And then they will become even more prosperous.
所以当亚伯兰不跟罗德争的时候。
When Abraham did not fight with Lot,
他根本不是没有能力争。
It was not because he was not capable.
连四王五王他会打败一个罗德年轻人，有什么可以争的呢？
Since he can defeat the kings, what's Lot?
他是一个真正宽宏大量、尊重年轻人，而那些不懂事的人，他原谅他们的人。
And we see indeed he was a generous person that will forgive the ignorant young.
现在他把这些王都打败以后呢？
After he defeated all the kings,
他就把罗德救出来。
He rescued Lot.
把被掳去的罗德的产业把他取回来。
And took all the possessions back.
把所多玛的妇女跟所有的人被掳去的都掳回来。
And rescued the women and other people.
圣经就讲一两句话。
This is only described in a few sentences.
多么复杂的工作！
But it is a very complex task.
多么大的功劳！
A very grand work.
多么伟大的战绩！
A great victory.
就这样清淡描写过去了。
And simply described in a few sentences.
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible says,
所多玛王就出来欢迎他。
The king of Sodom came to welcome him.
欢迎他为什么呢？
For what purpose?
因为欢迎他就是欢迎自己的产业回来。
Is to welcome his own possessions.
你注意看，所多玛王来欢迎这个亚伯兰的时候，完全没有带什么礼物来。
The king of Sodom came to meet him without any gifts.
但是有另外一个王来欢迎亚伯兰。
There was another king that welcomed Abraham.
这个王叫做什么？撒冷王。
The king of Salem.
那么前后只出现这一次。
And this is the first place it appeared.
不但只出现这一次。
Not only once here.
全整个创世纪只出现这一次。
And this phrase appeared only once in the whole of Genesis.
这一个撒冷王是谁呢？
Who was this king of Salem?
这个撒冷王叫做麦基洗德。
He was known as Melchizedek.
麦基洗德是谁呢？
Who was Melchizedek?
希伯来书告诉我们，他无父无母无族类无族谱，他无始无终。
The book of Hebrews tells us that he's without father, without mother, without ancestor, without beginning or the end.
他是完全都没有的。
He has nothing.
这五个无字。
This five nothingness.
其实就是预表耶稣基督。
It's a pre-type of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督在人性上是没有父亲的。
Because humanly speaking, Jesus Christ was without a father.
耶稣在神性上是没有母亲的。
But in his divinity, he has no mother.
耶稣的是创世以前与父同享荣耀，是没有根源的。
He is with the Father from the beginning without any roots.
但世界结束以后，基督的国度存着永永远远是没有结束的。
And the kingdom of Christ will last forever after the end of the world.
基督在永恒中间，不像我们有族谱、有祖先的记录。
And he is in eternity, so he is without genealogy.
麦基洗德真正是耶稣基督的预表。
Melchizedek, therefore, is a pre-type of Jesus Christ.
在这五件事情上。
In this five manner,
无父,
he has no father,
无母,
no mother,
无始,
no beginning,
无终,
no end,
无族谱的,
no genealogy.
突然间出现这个王,
suddenly this king appeared,
他到亚伯兰的面前,
and he came before Abraham.
他带着饼, 带着酒, 来迎接亚伯兰。
He brought out bread and wine to welcome him.
所以如果这一个麦基洗德是至高上帝的祭司,
If Melchizedek is the high priest of God Most High,
他还要这样尊重亚伯拉罕。
He will still honor Abraham in this manner.
那你就知道亚伯拉罕尊贵的地位到底尊贵到怎样高的一个地步。
You will see then how honorable Abraham must have been.
至高上帝的祭司都拿饼以酒来到他的面前来欢迎他。
Even the priest of God Most High brought out bread and wine to welcome him.
亚伯兰这种尊贵的地位，是不是他感到比别人高一等，有傲慢的这种气格气质在里面呢？
But did Abraham become arrogant because he was so honorable? No.
圣经说亚伯兰就向麦基洗德下拜了。
The Bible says that Abraham then kneeled down before Melchizedek.
他在最尊贵的中间还是尊重上帝的仆人。
And so he still honored the servant of God.
他在最大的胜利的时候还是谦卑在神的仆人的下面。
With the greatest victory, he was still humble before the servant of God.
现在我们稍微提一下麦基洗德到底是谁呢？
Let us talk about a little bit about Melchizedek.
圣经从来没有解释，就是讲麦基洗德。
The Bible doesn't give us the explanation.
麦基洗德是上帝的祭司。
He is the priest of God Most High.
是一切圣经中间亚伦后代的祭司还没有活在世界上以前最先的一个祭司。
The first priest before the descendants of Aaron as priest.
所以呢，麦基洗德是超过亚伦，超过利未支派，超过雅各家，超过整个以色列历史中间祭司。更高更高的祭司。
And he is the priest higher than the tribe of the Levites and also the household of Jacob.
犹太人说耶稣基督根本不是利未支派，不可以做祭司的时候。
When the Jews say that Jesus is not of the tribe of Levi and cannot be a priest.
我们从全本新约的圣经看见，基督代替我们死，基督献上自己为祭，基督是祭司。
From the whole Bible, we see how Jesus died for us and gave himself as a sacrifice, and he is indeed the priest.
祭司绝对不可以生在犹大的支派里面。
But the priest will not come from the tribe of Judah.
耶稣基督是犹大支派大卫的子孙。
And Jesus is a descendant of David.
所以犹大支派不能产祭司，利未支派不可产君王。
And the king would not come from the tribe of Levi.
但是旧约圣经结束以前讲一句话，他在两支中间，君王跟祭司的两个支分中间，这个弥赛亚要筹定和平。
But in the end of the Old Testament, the Messiah is said to be between the king and the priesthood.
所以这样犹太人说不能解决的律法的问题。
This is something the Jews cannot explain.
就变成一个悬案。
It becomes a problem.
但是感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
因为撒冷王又是祭司又是王。
The king of Salem was both a king and a priest.
除了刚才无父无母无始无终无族谱以外， 在这两者中间兼顾一个人一生兼两者，又预表耶稣基督另外两件事情。
And so other than not having a father, mother, beginning, the end, the genealogy, he is also both the king and the priest.
所以真正的撒冷王
the true king of Salem,
Melchizedek, 就是还没有道成肉身的耶稣基督的一个最重要的预表了。
It's a pre-type of Jesus Christ before God became in the flesh.
因为他所产生的预表所给我们的教导
And the lessons that he has given to us,
我们就明白基督不是按照亚伦的这个条例做祭司的。
Tells us that Jesus Christ did not become priest based on the tribe of the Levite.
他是照着墨基洗德的等次成为祭司的。
But he became priest by the order of Melchizedek.
他是撒冷王。
He is the king of Salem.
撒冷就是平安的意思。
Salem means peace.
撒冷 ，Shalom， Assalamu alaikum。无论是犹太人。无论是回教徒，就用这个字作为平安一个很重要的问安的话语。
The Jews and the Muslims will use this word as words of greeting of peace.
马来文、印尼文的 salam 这个字也是从这句话来的。
And in the Malay and Indonesian language, this is where the word comes from.
他不卷入所有的战事里面。
He is not involved in the battles.
这些王都在抢别人的产业，用军事的优势来得利的时候。撒冷王墨基洗德完全跟他们没有分。
Melchizedek was not involved in the battles for the possession by the nine kings.
那为什么他来欢迎亚伯拉罕
？But why would he welcome Abraham?
因为亚伯拉罕不是为了打仗而打仗。
Abraham did not go into battle for the sake of battle.
亚伯拉罕为了公义，为了和平而打仗。
He fought because of righteousness and peace.
撒冷王拿酒跟饼来欢迎亚伯兰的时候
，When the king of Salem brought out bread and wine to welcome Abraham,
亚伯兰就在他的面前下拜
，And Abraham worshipped him,
尊敬上帝的仆人
，And honored the servant of God.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says,
亚伯兰就把掳掠来的东西十分之一拿出来奉献给这个墨基洗德。
Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of everything.
十分之一的奉献。
The tithe.
我不知道有没有比这个更早的事情。
I do not know whether there's any incident earlier than this.
我问罗伯斯有没有？这是圣经第一次提到十分之一的奉献。
This is the first time we see tithing in the Bible.
亚伯兰把十分之一就奉献在上帝的仆人面前。
And Abraham gave a tenth of everything to the servant of God.
第一次十分之一的奉献。
This is the first tithing.
但如果你注意这个希伯来书提到墨基洗德的时候
，But when the book of Hebrews talk about Melchizedek,
圣灵感动希伯来书的作者加了一句话进去。
The Holy Spirit inspired the author to add a sentence.
亚伯兰把掳来的东西选最好的十分之一交给墨基洗德。
Abraham gave of the best of the plunder to Melchizedek.
这是奉献最伟大的一个榜样。
This is the greatest example of offering.
今天很多人奉献不是如此。
This is not the case when we give offering today.
他不是把最好的献给上帝。
We do not give God the best.
他是把不大好的献给上帝。
We give God the rest.
他不是把可以用的献给上帝。
Not usable things.
他把已经没有用的东西献给上帝。
But things that are no longer usable.
家里买了新的桌子。
So if you were to purchase a new table at home.
过了一张旧的破的桌子，打电话给牧师，教会需要不需要？
And then you will call the pastor and say, Do you need a used table?
这个不是奉献，这个是丢垃圾。
This is not offering, this is just getting rid of your garbage.
这种奉献呢，是把礼拜堂当成垃圾堆来奉献。
We think that the church is like a garbage bin.
亚伯兰不是如此。
Not so for Abraham.
圣经说他把最好的献给上帝。
The Bible says that he gave a tenth of the best.
被掳之物拿了十分之一交出来。
He gave tenth of the things that he
captured. 放在墨基洗德的脚前。
And put it before Melchizedek.
就成了我们每一个人敬畏上帝、爱我们的主应当学习的榜样。
This becomes an example that we all ought to follow.
那么墨基洗德拿去吗
？Would Melchizedek receive it?
墨基洗德拿去了。
He took it.
墨基洗德需要什么东西呢
？Would Melchizedek need anything?
本身没有什么东西。
Not so.
但是他就拿去。
But he took the offering.
坐在神与人之间做祭司、做中保工作需要的费用上面。
And he would use this as the priest between man and God.
除此以外，
other than this,
还有一件很重要的事情，
there's another important thing.
就是索多玛王来迎接的时候什么都不来，
the,
没带来。
The king of Sodom did not bring anything.
而他要回的就是亚伯兰打仗得胜了以后把东西全部交给他。
But he wants everything that Abraham has gotten.
那当索多玛王拿到了这些被掳去的这个交回来以后呢，
And after the king of Sodom received the things,
他也拿一点给亚伯拉罕。
He also gave some to Abraham.
这个叫做什么呢？
What does this mean?
就叫做 commission.
It's a commission.
所以你替我挣回了我一部分给你好不好？
And since you got back the things that used to be mine, I give you a bit.
圣经说什么？
And the Bible says,
亚伯拉罕拿不拿？
Did Abraham take it?
亚伯拉罕有没有拿？
Did he take it?
亚伯拉罕说连一根线。
Abraham said, not even a thread.
连一条鞋带。
Or a thong of a sandal.
我都不会拿你的东西。
I would not take any of this.
免得你说。
So that you will never be able to say.
我使亚伯兰自己富了。
That I made Abraham rich.
请你注意听亚伯兰存心是怎样的人。
Look at the attitude of Abraham.
他根本对利害关系没有所求的。
He was not interested in profit and loss.
但他对是非的事情是非常清楚的。
But he was very clear in relation to righteousness.
一个人用利害遮盖是非的时候，他就是小人。
When a person uses profit and loss to cover the truth, he is a despicable person.
一个人用是非这个重要性认为超过了自己的利害关系了，这个人是个君子。
But when a person places importance on the truth more than his own profit and loss, he's a gentleman. 亚伯拉
一生一世行在真理的里面。
For all his life, Abraham walked in the truth.
在公义的里面。
In righteousness.
在圣洁的里面。
In holiness.
在神的旨意的里面。
In the will of God.
完全不是为自己私人的利害关系活在世界上。
He never lived a self-centered life.
所以把罗德的东西全部归回给罗德。
And he gave Lot everything that once belonged to him.
告诉罗德。
To tell Lot.
神能给你的，你才有；不是神给你的，你自己争来的都没有用。
The things that you receive came from God and not from your own effort.
他既然出来打仗是为了把路德救出来，罗德救出来，他就不愿意沾一些贪欲世界的东西，所以索多玛东西全部归回给索多玛。
The purpose of the battle was to rescue Lot, and so he would not take anything from the king of Sodom.
绝对不让外邦人有一句话说。
He would not leave room for the Gentiles.
你们教会会盖堂是因为我给你钱。
To say that your church can be built because I gave money.
牧师有饭吃是因为我非基督徒奉献。
That me as a non-Christian is feeding your pastor.
亚伯兰绝对不给所多的王有一点奉献的机会。
Abraham would not give the king of Sodom any opportunity to offer.
这是今天很多教会的领袖没有看见的事情。
This is something many church leaders are blind towards.
当我们以为所有的钱都是神赐恩给我们的。
When we look at money and consider all money to be a gift from God,
我们只要末间达到我们要的款项，我们就感谢上帝。
And we give thanks to God if we reach our fundraising target.
亚伯兰分清楚谁是可以奉献，谁是不可以奉献。
But Abraham segregated the situation to those who can give and those who should not give.
亚伯兰分清楚哪一个人钱是神悦纳的，哪一个人钱是神不悦纳。
He was clear towards what money is pleasing to God and what money is not pleasing to God.
就像新约的圣经告诉我们，对外邦人分文不取。
The New Testament says that we should not get a cent from the Gentiles.
所以亚伯拉罕就把这些钱全部交给他。There's no commission. 你拿回去吧。
And Abraham just gave him back everything without taking a cent.
一个只注重利害关系的人。
A person who only take care of profit and loss.
你不把你可以得的拿去的，他一定很感激你的。
And he will give thanks to you if you don't take things that you ought to have.
因为他就为利害活在世界上吗？
Because this person just live for his own goodness.
为神的旨意活在世界上。
But the person who live for the will of God.
他从来不斤斤计较自己的权利跟自己利害的得着。
Would not be calculative towards his own profit and loss.
他要照着上帝的原则来处理事情。
But based on the principles of God, he will handle all things.
30多年前。
30 odd years ago,
有一个人送我一本书。
A person gave me a book.
后来我也不知道放在哪里了。
I didn't know where I placed the book.
过了22年以后啊。
After 22 years,
突然间他写一封信给我。
Suddenly he wrote a letter to me.
他说，我现在发现你啊，讲到很多用哲学，原来就是上帝用我送你那一本，你才这么厉害。
Then I now discover that you teach about philosophy when you are preaching because I gave you that book.
我在想什么时候他送我什么书啊?
I kept trying to recall when did he give me a book.
原来他送我一个薄薄的不到几十面的哲学的书。
He gave me a very thin book on philosophy.
他说呢，现在你一天到晚讲到很多哲学。 我才知道上帝用我给你大大蒙恩赐福，是我那本书给你变成这么聪明的。
He said that now that you are preaching so mightily, it is because God has used me to give you the book.
我说老天哪！
I said, oh dear.
那本书什么题目在哪里我都不记得了。
I can't even remember the title of the book.
他竟然敢说，我今天讲道里面的哲学都是从那本书来的。
And he dared to proclaim that all that I'm teaching came from the book that he gave me.
我也不跟他辩论。
But I will not debate with him.
我只盼望把他抓到我家里去看。 我的哲学书有多少?
I wanted to bring him to my library to look at how many books on philosophy I have.
有的哲学历史一套一两千面。
I have history of philosophy that thousands of pages.
哲学百科全书几千面的。
Encyclopedia of philosophy.
我有 Holding 的哲学历史。
I have the history of philosophy by Holding and Bertrand Russell.
我有Winder版的哲学历史。
And also by Winden.
我有印度的总统 Ramakrishnan所写的哲学历史。
And those written by the Indian President Ramakrishnan.
我有几百本很大很厚的哲学书。
Hundreds of thick books.
怎么忽然间他想他那本小书给我今天变成这么聪明呢?
Why would he think that the little book of his would make me so intelligent?
我莫名其妙,
I was so curious. And then I understand this Bible better. That Abraham indeed was the father of all who have faith. And indeed is our model. But I was not as sensitive as Abraham was.
人家给我书,
I just took his book.
后来一生欠他一笔债,
and forever I owe him.
就因为那一本我才变成这么聪明的。
Because of that book I'm so good.
要不然早就知道这个鬼东西, 你要害我了。
Abraham already knew the trick.
所以他说, 我再不收你的一块钱,
he said not a cent would I take.
免得你说,
so that you will not say.
要不然是先知从这里证明,
Abraham,
他预先知道这个事情发生,
he already know this.
要不然事先知,
he was prophetic.
要不然知道这个人以后要怎么想,
he knew what this person was up to.
免得你说,
so that you will not say,
使亚伯兰,
that I have made Abraham rich.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天很多做牧师做传道的,
many pastors and preachers today,
需要钱的时候,
when they need money,
他不问钱哪里来的,
they will not find out where the money come from.
不讲谁可以奉献,
or talk about who can give.
达到他要的数目, 他说, 感谢上帝, 这都是从上帝来的。
So long as they reach their goal, they say thanks be to God.
我没有看到这样的原则。
But I cannot find this principle in the Bible.
但我也看到很多教会从来不敢拒绝人的奉献。
But I see that many churches will accept all offerings.
但我有一个学生在加加达。
One of my students in Jakarta,
他拒绝一笔很大的奉献。
He rejected a huge offering.
因为他认为那个人是灵性不好的。
He believed that the person who gave the money had poor spirituality.
动机不对的,
wrong motives.
前三天,不到团的香港的代表到印尼去跟我谈谈话。
3 days ago, the representative of STEMI Hong Kong came to Indonesia.
我们谈到奉献钱的事情。
We talked about offerings.
香港就有一个很有钱的人。
He said in Hong Kong, there's a very wealthy man.
来听我们讲道,
who came to listen to us.
马上找布道团的代表是谁。
Immediately look for the representative.
你们要用多少钱?
And ask how much money you want.
对我钱一点问题都没有。
Not a problem for me.
你开口我就可以奉献。
Tell me how much and I will give.
那我问他你怎么回答他?
So I asked him, how do you answer him?
他说呢,你不要先奉献。
He said, I told him, don't give first.
我们也不认识你。
We also don't know you.
最好好好听到。
Listen carefully to the sermons.
有好好思想,
think about it carefully.
真正有神的感动,
if the Lord really inspire you,
真正要支持有价值的圣工,
when you really want to support worthy causes,
你谦卑的奉献钱,
then with humility give.
那时候我们再考虑接受你的奉献。
Then we will think about whether we will take the money.
我说原来我们布道人有这种这样明理的同工, 我很感激上。
And I give thanks to God that we have such mature co-workers.
后来这个人有没有奉献呢?
Did this person give later?
后来他有
有奉献一些, he did give some money,
交错人了,
but I gave to the wrong person.
所以那个人自己拿去用了,
and the person took the money for himself.
不但如此,
not only that,
另外一个人知道很有钱,
another person knew that this person is very rich.
跑去对他说, 我们有这个需要, 这个那需要, 就给他看不起的不得了。
And went to tell him that we need this money, we need that money, and so this person despised the ministry.
现在也不来聚会了,
and he would no longer come.
后来人家对我说,
and then I heard this from another person.
一奉献钱就控制一个教会, 一奉献钱就控制一个牧师。
That this person will give money to control the church or the pastor.
感谢上帝。
And we give thanks to God.
我们没有正式向他募过一块钱。
That we have never asked him for a single dollar.
神也不愿意用他的钱在我们的工作上。
And the Lord is not willing that he will give money to our ministry.
我愿意上帝赐给我们的。
I am willing that whatever God has given to us.
是从神而来的。
Must come from him.
是出于真正清洁的心。
And come from a pure heart.
真正敬畏上帝的人。
For people who truly fear the Lord.
我死以后。
After I die.
我盼望人家讲一句话。
I pray that people will say
唐崇荣牧师
that Stephen Tong
是一生不募捐的牧师
is a pastor who has never asked for a single dollar for his life.
从来没写过一封信要人的钱的牧师
He has never written a letter of fundraising.
我来新加坡300多次
I have been to Singapore 300 over times.
没有找过你们一个有钱人
I have never sought any of you out for being rich.
我到美国差不多90次
I've been to America more than 90 times.
没有去见过一个有钱人
I have never met a rich person purposely.
有时候在聚会里面
Sometimes in our gathering,
可以把神给我们的感动
we talk about how God will inspire us.
神给我们的意向的责任宣布出来
We will declare the responsibility of the vision of God.
那如果神感动你
And if the Lord should inspire you,
你愿意有份
and you are willing to partake in the ministry,
你可以很谦卑很敬虔地献上你的金钱
with a heart of humility and reverence, you give up your money.
让上帝可以使用你
That you want God to use you.
亚伯拉罕替所多玛王争回了这么多财产。
Abraham has fought for the king of Sodom and took back all the possessions.
完全一块都不要。
But he did not take a single dollar.
罗德那一天看到这些情形。
When Lot see all these things,
他有什么感想
？What would be he thinking?
我不知道。
I don't know.
如果是我
，If it were me,
我可能会跪下来在亚伯拉罕面前痛哭。你赦免我，我过去眼光太短，我。做的都是错的。
I would have knelt before Abraham and begged for forgiveness for being so short-sighted.
事实证明，罗德不是如此。
The fact was that he was not like this.
继续走他的路。
He continued in his own error.
再回到所多玛。
And he returned to Sodom.
结果上帝把他烧掉。
In the end, God burnt the city.
他还是两手空空离开所多玛。
Still, he left with nothing.
后知后觉。
He only had a.
这些都是圣经给我们的教训。
These are the lessons of the Bible.
求主可怜我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
求主警戒我们。
May the Lord warn us.
所以我要告诉你一件很可怕的事情。
In the end, I want to share something horrifying with you.
美国林恩派有一个叫做 Oral Roberts 的牧师。
In America, there is a pastor by the name of Oral Roberts from the Charismatic Church.
名气很大的。
He was once very famous.
甚至用自己的名建了一个大学，叫 Oral Roberts University。
He actually built a university named Oral Roberts University.
当事工做得越来越大
When his ministry expanded,
需要很多钱的时候
and he needed a lot of money,
他发现他还缺乏820万
He discovered that he needed $8.2 million.
他就呼吁美国的人要把钱寄给他
and he called his supporters to send money.
美不一定 supporter, 全美国都听着
all of America.
你们把钱寄给我
send me the money.
这样我要做上帝的工作
for me to do the work of God.
我需要820万
I need $8.2 million.
我要你们几月几日里面送寄来
and you must send the money by this day.
所以他 set 一个 deadline.
He sets a deadline.
然后他就仰望上帝
and he looked upon the Lord.
后来他讲一句很可怕的话
and later he said something quite horrifying.
如果到那一年那一月那一日你们钱不寄来上帝就把我的命拿掉你们就没有我这个牧师了
If you reach the deadline and the money is still not raised God will then take my life away.
牧师也懂得 automatum.
So the pastor know how to issue an ultimatum.
他也可以这样吓人的
And it's quite frightening.
结果一天过一天没有什么钱寄来
Day after day passed not much money came in.
再喊叫
And he called again.
再吓人
And he frightened the people again.
差不多时间到的时候
When the deadline was about up.
突然间有一张支票起来
All of a sudden, a check was received.
单单那一张支票
That check alone,
600万美金
was $6 million.
你说神是不是奇妙的
？So God was marvelous.
我问你是不是啊
？Was he good, great?
时间快要到了
，time was about up.
一张六百万
，a check of $6 million.
有时候600万张才一万。
Sometimes six million check only $10,000.
这个呢是一张就600万。
But this is one check.
哈利路亚，感谢上帝。垂听祷告的上帝，你是大有权的，你当荣耀的。
So he praised God for listening to his prayer.
还剩下200多万，快快寄。
So everyone raised.
跟着这个弟兄这样的爱心
，balance to
上帝一定赐福给你。
And God will bless you surely.
他就这个习惯讲习惯讲解这种话的口才就流利出来了。
And so his articulation came forth.
后来有人查到那张支票。
But people trace the check.
真的不是空头支票。
It was a real check.
好，就是很有钱的人寄来。
From a very wealthy person.
有一个记者就去访问那个人。
And a journalist went to look seek up out this person.
你这次呢，寄600万给他。
And asked this wealthy person, "Hey, you have sent $6 million.
你是不是受很大的感动？
Were you like deeply moved?
你是不是发现他的工作很有价值？
Did you discover that the ministry was a great ministry?
你为什么奉献这么多钱给 Oral Roberts?
Why did you give Oral Roberts so much money?
你知道他怎么回答吗？
Do you know what the answer was?
很简单嘛。
This person said, "Oh, it's very simple."
一个人神经病这么重了。
This person is so crazy.
如果不帮助他，
I must help him.
他可能就 collapse 下去。
Or he will collapse.
可能就死得很不好了。
Maybe he would die.
既然他这样神经病，
so since he is so insane,
几年几月几日上帝把他召去，
would even give a deadline for God to take his life.
对他很需要这笔钱。
He surely needed money badly.
对我600万算的什么吗？
But to me, $6 million is nothing.
我就随便寄一张支票。
So I just sent a check to him.
看看他怎样高兴嘛。
To see how happy he can be.
帮助一个神经病的人。
To help this insane person.
我也很乐意的。
I am quite willing.
他讲了这句话以后，
After he said this,
美国新闻报出来了。
The newspaper picked up the story.
从那一天开始，
From that day onwards,
Oral Roberts 一生的侍奉就马上掉下去了。
The ministry of Oral Roberts collapsed.
没有人再尊重他。
And he did not get any respect
anymore. 直到今天，
Till today,
也没有人传他的事情。
Nobody talk about him anymore.
是不是他是活了或者死了？我不知道。
I don't know whether he's alive, still alive.
反正这个人最后的日子是羞辱上帝。
But the last days of his life is used to disgrace God.
出卖教会。
He has betrayed the church.
是给外邦人有亵渎上帝仆人的一个可怕的机会。
And he gave the pagans an opportunity to blaspheme against God.
大概30年前，他到过印尼。
30 years ago, he went to Indonesia.
我就因为他讲了一些话，很难过。
I was saddened by some of the proclamation he made.
很多圣灵教会的人看到这个伟大的牧师来，大家像学生蜂拥去跟着他到处跑。
Many people followed him because he was a great charismatic preacher.
几百个牧师在一起。
Hundreds of pastors came together.
在 Jakarta 的地方。
In Jakarta.
有一个人告诉我。
Someone said to me.
他叫大家祷告，祷告。大家祷告的时候，他不祷告，在讲话。
He asked everybody to pray, and when people were praying, he was talking.
闹着就困着祷告，他就嬉皮笑脸跟人家讲。
And people were praying fervently, and he was just talking casually.
我听了很难过。
When I heard that, I was very sad.
第二件事情。
The second incident.
讲道的讲出这样的话来。
That when he preached, he said this.
耶稣基督会死。
Jesus.
耶稣会死。
Jesus can die.
基督不会死。
But Christ will not die.
耶稣基督死了。
Jesus Christ died.
基督会复活。
Christ will rise again.
对不对啊？
Is this correct?
耶稣不会死，耶稣会死。
Jesus will die.
基督不会死。
But Christ will not die.
所以两个会死不会死的两个人。
And he is a person that can die or will not die.
耶稣基督死了。
Jesus Christ died.
基督复活了。
But Christ was arose.
基督不会死，怎么会复活呢？
If Christ cannot die, why would he be resurrected?
死的是耶稣，复活的是基督。
Jesus Christ died, but Christ was risen.
所以我们一听就是完全不对了。
So we knew that it was wrong.
但是几百个牧师在台上。
But hundreds of pastors
Hallelujah!
said Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
无论他讲什么，他们都 Hallelujah.
No matter what he said, they all shouted Hallelujah.
我听了非常非常难过。
When I heard that, I was deeply saddened.
这些外国的大牧师，
these famous pastors from abroad,
跑到印尼带领这样的聚会，
they came to Indonesia and lead such a big gathering.
这么多拉拉队的牧师。
And there are so many cheerleading teams.
他乱讲有 Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
No matter what he said, they will just say Hallelujah.
基督教要变成怎么样的？
What was the future of Christianity?
我告诉你，从20多年前，
from 20 odd years ago,
我就定义，
I was determined
要好好创立归正福音运动。
That I will start the Reform Evangelical Movement.
重新把真理的根基奠定。
Once again to rebuild the foundation of the truth.
把真正爱真理的群众集合起来。
And to gather people who truly loves the truth.
忠心传扬上帝的道。
Faithfully we will preach the word of God.
用福音的精神。
And with the spirit of the evangelicals.
领人归主。
To lead people to Christ.
我们在上帝的面前。
Before God.
看见这是神的引导。
We see this as his leading.
Oral Roberts 的名义永远下去。
The reputation of Oral Roberts cannot be recovered.
因为有一个有钱的人同情一个神经病的牧师。
Because a wealthy pagan has sympathy towards this insane pastor.
亚伯兰知道这些事可能发生。
Abraham already knew that such things can happen.
所以他对索多玛王说。
So he said to the king of Sodom.
你的钱你拿去吧。
You can just take what belongs to you.
我不要在你的钱上有份。
I will not partake of your possession.
我也不要我做上帝的工有你的份在里面有份。
Certainly, I do not want you to partake in the ministry of God.
免得你说。
So that you will not be able to say,
你是亚伯拉罕富有。
That I made Abraham rich.
免得你说。
So that you will not be able to say,
你帮助上帝的教会建起来。
That you have helped build the church of God.
免得你说。
So that you will not be able to say,
上帝向你伸手靠你的恩典。
That God is reliant on your grace.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
求主赐福我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
在十四章的这些事情上。
In this matter that we read in chapter 14,
看见这些的原则。
That we can see these great principles.
好，叫我们成为神中心的仆人。
That we will become faithful servants of God.
Amen.
Amen.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.